Oh my.
Now, in those, these big old hogs, what did you call the hairs on them? The real stiff ones?
Bristles.
And they had these big teeth?
Tushes. Oh, I was more afraid of our old boar than I would have been the devil himself.
Well, they're ugly, right?
Oh my. He was a vicious old brute, too, a big hog. He was such a big old hog. That is the one that I remember so well, because that has, he just repeatedly warned us not to ever get in a hog pen. Oh, I expect there was 15 or 20 acres in that hog pen. And they were just about as wild as if they'd have been turned out. The only time they'd ever see us was when we'd feed them. And the old saddle of little pigs, I'll tell you, you just want to stay clear away from her.
The rascals will eat a person.
Oh, yes, they would. And I was always I think I was more afraid of a hog than I was cattle, because I knew how to get out of the way of the cattle.
You mentioned feeding them. What did you put their feed in?
Well, I think just threw it over into we didn't feed them too much because there was so many roots and stuff like that. And I can remember, too, in the summertime when Dad would be gone, we'd go and cut weeds. I guess he fed them corn, too. Or the man did. We just didn't do too much about that. But I don't think they fed them corn in the summertime, because I can remember when we went down, some of them had sold some cane to mow for the horses for feeding winter. That was after he began to plow a little bit. And we would go down and cut that cane and throw it into the hogs. I know we were out of hog feed. And but that's about the only time I ever remember having anything much to do with it.
What do you call the sound made by a calf being weaned?
Bawling calf.
Sound made by a cow at feeding time? The sound the cow makes at feeding time, you have any special term for that?
Well, we never did feed ours, I don't know. old cow bawling.
How about a horse at feeding time?
I don't really know.
Whinny?
Knicker. We always say I heard a horse knicker. If we'd be out hunting horses, did you hear that horse knicker? But I remember after the country began to settle up, I've heard them say horse whinnied, and I know we girls used to snicker to ourselves if anybody sent a horse and whinny.
You mentioned going out and taking the eggs from the chickens. What did you call a hen who was on the nest that way?
Setting hen.
And did you have chickens?
At home, yes. As a general thing, we did.
Did you have one of those artificial eggs in the nest?
No, not at home we didn't have, but I can remember we had an old doorknob, an old white doorknob that Mother put in the nest. I can remember that. That was the first artificial. Now, after I was married, I used to have those grass eggs for a nest egg.
Strange how they work, isn't it?
Oh, and they do it. Well, a rock will do just as well. White rock, yes. That old doorknob just answered the purpose. All right. But Mother had a terrible time with having chickens after Dad got the hounds, because I'll tell you that you couldn't shove a chicken house tight enough before they could get into it. Oh, my. I've seen Mother so disgusted she wouldn't want to have a hen just almost ready to hatch, and the dog just break it up.
What did you call that front part of the chicken, when you fried chicken?